Richard, how are you?
Morning, Tony. Doing great.
Thanks for being on the program. When you saw and when you heard the ad played in the Super Bowl for Pete Hoekstra in his effort to gain Debbie Stabenow's United States Senate seat, what'd you think?
Well, Tony, I've been traveling on chamber business, so I watched the ad first over the internet, and I think sometimes distance and experience gives you a little perspective. I want to make it clear that the Michigan Chamber has not made any endorsement in the upcoming campaign for the U.S. Senate. We may at a later date, but I'm not a part of any campaign. I must tell you, I had a flashback to 2 years ago when a candidate who was not well-known ran an ad in the Super Bowl. And I remember watching that ad, that One Tough Nerd ad, and frankly, I thought to myself, I don't know, I just don't get it. He later went on to win the primary and the general and is now our governor and doing a great job. So I think we all need to be careful not to make too much out of one ad. A statewide campaign for governor or the U.S. Senate is a marathon. It is not a 100-yard sprint. I think that what Pete Hoekstra was trying to do is to separate himself from the field. Sometimes you run ads to send a message. Other times you run ads to create a buzz and raise your name ID. 4 days after the Super Bowl, we're still talking about Pete Hoekstra's ad. My understanding is that he has apologized to anyone who may have taken offense from the ad. But he's kept the ad on TV. I think he is sending a message, especially to Republican primary voters, that he's the leading candidate, that he's in it to win it, and that he's not afraid to take on an incumbent U.S. senator.
So if I'm understanding what you're saying, politics is politics, and although there were some people offended and they have been apologized to, from what you understand, we can't judge a person for his whole campaign from this one action?
Well, I understand there's also some controversy about the Chrysler ad that was run during the Super Bowl, and part of the sentiment I have is you know, I think there's some people that just don't have enough to do. Analyzing and reading into every word and phrase and image and ad, things that may or may not be there. Governor Romney was talking the other day about the campaign for president, and he made the point that this ain't beanbag. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And running for governor or for the U.S. Senate or president is a tough business. I think that Pete is very sensitive to issues relating to immigration. I know for a fact that his family immigrated here from Holland, so I don't think it was his intent to make comments about immigration, and I know that he's very respectful of people who've worked hard to come to our country. So I think people may be reading more into this ad than was really there. I'll also tell you, I think it's very striking that in the last two campaigns for governor, the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates for governor have played the China card, and a lot of the people who are complaining now about Pete Hoekstra's ad couldn't say a word when Jennifer Granholm ran an ad that many viewed as racist or xenophobic. So I think there's a real inconsistency and where some of the criticism of Pete's ad is coming from these days. Those people sat on their hands for two campaigns in a row and didn't say a word about similar ads.
You mentioned the Chrysler ad. That segues into my next question. As someone who's a Michiganian and supported the bailout for the auto industry, it crossed my mind when I saw that ad. Ooh, I wonder if that's a good idea when money is still owed. I understand you still have to press on with business, but still, from the perspective of people outside of Michigan, they're going to think that. Is that wrong?
Again, I think some people are just looking at these ads too hard. It's my understanding that Mr. Marchione has indicated in response to questions that there was no political intent. I think the message there was a positive one, that Chrysler was back, that Made in Detroit is a label that we'll all be proud of going forward. I think Pete Hoekstra was sending an ad that if you're concerned about federal spending and the federal budget deficit and trillions of dollars in debt, Senator Stabenow has a voting record on these issues that you need to take a look at. I take the ads at their face value, and I think they were both trying to send different messages about products or candidates.
All right, final question for you, Richard. There is a word that we may see an increase in the gas tax here in the state of Michigan. Some estimate that that tax may be the highest in the United States should it go through. From the chamber's perspective, is that good or bad for the state of Michigan?
Well, Tony, thanks for asking. I know that you're following this issue carefully, and the debate needs to focus more on results. We're losing jobs to other states in part because of a second-rate transportation system, and we need to save time and save money and create jobs by investing more wisely. So the governor has outlined a proposal. He's called for a conversation. Bills have been introduced. We're working hard to get those bills to committee meetings and public hearings where your listeners can have input. I don't lay awake at night, frankly, worrying that these bills are going to fly through the House and the Senate unchanged. I think they'll be subject to the give and take of the legislative process, but we must invest more and more wisely in roads and public transit. Good roads and better public transit will drive jobs, and it isn't free. And the cost of doing nothing, frankly, is much greater than any additional investment that's been talked about.
Richard,
we've got to stay with a user fee-based system so that people who use the roads, drive the cars, drive the trucks, ride on public transit, pay their fair share. That's why the governor's looking at options, either raising the gas tax, repealing it entirely, replacing it with a new tax on motor vehicles based more on price. Part of the challenge here is that as vehicles become more fuel efficient, they become more expensive, they become heavier, people drive even more miles, and state and local governments receive less funding to maintain roads and bridges. So we've got to change to a new system that more adequately funds public transit and roads.
Richard Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you, Tony.